Listen to your preferred news feeds with Odiogo.com.
Withdrawal from prosecution. Shinandan Paswan versus State of Bihar AIR 1983 SE 194, from the Supreme Court's enunciation of the legal position governing the proper exercise of the power contained in Section 321, withdrawal from prosecution. Three or four things became clear. Although withdrawal from prosecution is an executive function of the public prosecutor for which statutory discretion is vested in him, the discretion is neither absolute nor unreviewable, but it is subject to the court's supervisory function. In fact, being an executive function, it would be subject to a judicial review on certain limited grounds like any other executive action. The authority with whom the discretion is vested must genuinely address itself to the matter before it, must not act under the dictates of another body, must not do what it has been forbidden to do, must act in good faith, must have regard to all relevant considerations and must not be swayed by irrelevant considerations, must not seek to promote purposes alien to the letter or the spirit of the legislation that gives it power to act arbitrarily or capriciously. Since the trial court's supervisory function of either granting or refusing to grant the permission is a judicial function, the same is liable to correction by the High Court under its revisional powers both under the old and present Code of Criminal Procedure, and naturally the Supreme Court would have at least coextensive jurisdiction with the High Court in an appeal preferred to it by special leave or upon a certificate by the High Court. Yea, no dichotomy as such between political offenses or the like on the one hand and common law crimes on the other could be said to have been made by the Supreme Court for purposes of Section 321, for, even in what are called political offenses or the like, committing common law crimes, is implicit, for the withdrawal from the prosecution of which the power under Section 321 has to be resorted to. But the decisions do lay down that when common law crimes are motivated by political ambitions or considerations, or they are committed during or are followed by mass agitations, communal frenzies, regional disputes, industrial conflicts, student unrest, or like situations involving emotive issues giving rise to an atmosphere surcharged with violence, the broader cause of public justice, public order and peace may outweigh the public interest of administering criminal justice in a particular litigation, and withdrawal from the prosecution of that litigation would become necessary, a certainty of conviction notwithstanding, and persistence in the prosecution in the name of vindicating the law may prove counterproductive. In other words, in case of such conflict between the two types of public interests, the narrower public interest should yield to the broader public interest, and, therefore, an onerous duty is cast upon the court to weigh and decide which public interest should prevail in each case while granting or refusing to grant its consent to the withdrawal from the prosecution. For, it is not invariably that whenever crime is politically motivated or is committed in or is followed by any explosive situation involving a motive issue that the prosecution must be withdrawn. In other words, in each case of such conflict the court has to weigh and decide judiciously. But it is obvious that unless the crimes in question are per se political offenses like sedition or are motivated by political considerations or are committed during or are followed by mass agitations, communal frenzies, regional disputes, industrial conflicts, student unrest or the like situations involving emotive issues giving rise to an atmosphere surcharged with violence, no question of serving any broader cause of public justice, public order or peace would arise, and in the absence thereof the public interest of administering criminal justice in a given case cannot be permitted to be sacrificed, particularly when a highly placed person is allegedly involved in the crime, as otherwise the common man's faith in the rule of law and democratic values would be sheltered. If when paucity of evidence or lack of prospect of successful prosecution is the ground for withdrawal, the court has not merely the power but a duty to examine the material on record without which the validity and propriety of such ground cannot be determined. Shinandan Paswan versus State of Bihar AIR 1983 SE 194. In this country, the scheme of criminal justice places the prime responsibility of prosecuting serious offenses on the executive authority. The investigation, collection of requisite evidence and the prosecution for the offenses with reference to such evidence are the functions of the executive. The function of the court in this respect is a limited one and intended only to prevent the abuse. The function of the court in according its consent to withdrawal is, however, a judicial function. It, therefore,